Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third, the second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Tuttle steals second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to second. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball four. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Tuttle throws the ball into Lopez, who relays the ball to Smith, who tags Rivera trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lawler scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House moves to third. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House scores. DeMaestri moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. Garver moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bob Shaw now pitching. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Fox reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. House hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley fields the ball and throws to Garver covering. Safe. Cash moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Bud Daly now pitching. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Daly, and towards DeMaestri, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Esposito moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lawler is walked intentionally. Ray Boone pinch hits for Norm Cash. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Esposito tags and scores. Fox tags and moves to third. Lawler tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Al Smith pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. the Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Ray Boone now playing first base. Al Smith now playing right field. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Maris reaches second base with a double. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maris moves to third. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. House hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lopez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lopez. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. Shaw moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Esposito moves to third. It's 8-6, White Sox. Russ Meyer now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward pinch hits for Russ Meyer. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeMaestri. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith bunts towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Boone moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field. Maris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maris. Boone scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. Callison moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-6, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from House and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Mark Freeman now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Callison scores. Aparicio moves to third. Shaw moves to second. It's 11-6, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball four. Aparicio scores. Shaw moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. It's 12-6, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to home to get Shaw. Torgerson moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Torgerson scores. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-6, White Sox. George Brunette now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball four. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. Lawler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-6, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball four. Landis scores. Lawler moves to third. Boone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 15-6, White Sox. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callison is hit by the pitch. Lawler scores. Boone moves to third. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 16-6, White Sox. Luzquiza's pinch runs for Johnny Callison. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Boone scores. Smith moves to third. Skeezes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 17-6, White Sox. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Earl Torgerson. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Smith scores. Skeezes moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 18-6, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Skeezes scores. Aparicio moves to third. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 19-6, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 19, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Lou Skeezes is now playing left field. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 19, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone strikes out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 19, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. House hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 19, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. he's got 4 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaw bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 20-6, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-5 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 20, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson pinch hits for George Brunette. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 20, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.